It's time now for the KNEY Coaches Corner Wrap-Up Pregame Show. There are a bunch of great matchups tonight, so let's get to it, starting off in Nebraska. The Diller Odell Griffins ended their regular season last night as they lost on the road to Falls City Sacred Heart 52-6. The loss drops their record to 1-3 in the district and 3-5 overall. Currently, the Griffins sit 39th in wildcard points for the 32-team playoff field. The Southern Raiders' final regular season was to have been completed last night with a home game against Exeter Milligan Friend. However, the game was canceled due to some positive COVID cases at Southern. Head coach Kane Hoekstra said he and his team are disappointed, but yet understand.
Disappointing because we don't get the opportunity to compete. We felt like if we would have won our last game that we had a chance to make the playoffs. But then we also understand that if we qualified for the playoffs and had more confirmed cases, we would have to forfeit our first round. And likewise, had we exposed Exeter Milligan and they had won their competition, you know, there's a possible exposure to them and they would have to forfeit that first round game. That's not fair in terms of competition. So the right decision was made.
Coach Hoekstra is most disappointed for his seniors.
One of the most disappointing things is our last competition. It was going to be a home game. So I feel for our four seniors, Carson Borzikowski, Doug Rainey, Howard Bennett, and Isaac Spann. Don't get to suit up for their final home football game for their senior year. Disappointing for them. But once we got the news, we addressed the team. And my message to them was of appreciation. I felt like we competed all four quarters in nearly every game. It was not for lack of effort. And that's what I thank the team for, is the effort they put forth all season long. And it was greatly appreciated.
Now let's take a look at the games here in Kansas. Just like Wymore Southern, COVID has also affected Frankfort's season. The Wildcats were to have played rival Hanover, but it got canceled. Head coach Nick Anderson was obviously disappointed, but always knew that there was a chance COVID cancellation could happen.
As this season started, we always knew that this was a possibility at some point in time. And as we watched other teams across the state cancel games from time to time, you always thank the good Lord that it wasn't you at that point in time. And it finally made its way to us, and telling our kids that they wouldn't be able to finish their regular season was obviously a very, very difficult thing to do. And we were disappointed. We were looking forward to going to Hanover and seeing how we stacked up against a very good team. And it's out of our hands and not much we can do about it.
Tonight, Frankfort was to have played a non-district game against Thunder Ridge, but as mentioned, that game was canceled as well. So now the Wildcats wait for the postseason. As it stands, they will be the number one seed in District 3 and will play the fourth seed out of District 4. And right now, that district is a bit jumbled up with no clear picture yet of who will finish where.
Going to do a little homework on all of them, but really top to bottom, they're all pretty even as far as the type of team they are, and they're all four quality opponents, and it's going to be a definite challenge after having this much time off to play any of them. But you know, like I said, we'll just start doing a little homework now, and that way we're a little bit more prepared, because it could be a late Friday night before we have any idea who we're going to play.
Frankfort is not the only area team not playing tonight. Hanover had Lynn on the schedule, but with the Bulldogs canceling the season, Hanover was left with an open date. As mentioned, Hanover was to have played Frankfort last week, but they quickly found a different opponent, 8-man Division I's 4th-ranked Clifton Clyde. The Wildcats won 40-20, and head coach Matt Hoyer was impressed at how everyone handled the quick change.
Well, I was really proud of our boys and our coaching staff and being able to, you know, kind of adjust on the fly and come up with a game plan in a short amount of time. And I thought our kids did a good job of, you know, rolling with the punches throughout the course of the game. We were able to make some adjustments, and I thought that was definitely going to be a positive for us moving forward and being able to make those changes on the fly in the course of a big game. And I thought our kids definitely stepped up to that challenge.
Coach Hoyer said they will take the week off as an opportunity to improve.
You know, I think we'll definitely kind of work on ourselves, and we'll definitely kind of step forward, become better as a unit, and probably communicate a little better on both sides of the ball.
Washington County got a 48-point victory last week, defeating Maranatha Academy 68-20, and head coach Doug Thompson felt execution was the key.
You know, I thought we did a great job of making sure we're getting to the right guy, making sure we're getting downfield. And I know Maranatha came in 0-5, and last week we just worked on a lot of things that we've got to get better at, help us get going down the road.
The Tigers were to have traveled to Clifton Clyde tonight. However, due to some positive COVID results, Washington County has had to cancel tonight's and next week's game against Valley Falls. Washington County currently sits at 2-1 in the district and looks now to be a lock into the top four, and still even has a shot at a home game in the first round, depending on what a few other teams end up doing. After back-to-back losses, Axel got back on track last week by defeating Care Paravel 70-20, and head coach Eric Detweiler said his team showed great improvement.
I thought our kids come out and played with a lot more energy than we had in the last 2 weeks. Our offensive line, I thought, did a tremendous job compared to the last couple weeks as well. So, you know, I just think it was kind of more of a team effort. You know, all of our kids played extremely well. We executed, and like I said, it comes back to all we played with energy and passion. And, you know, our defense laid some hits that we haven't seen the last couple weeks. Kind of surprised ourselves as well as the other team.
Tonight, Axel travels to Wetmore, a team who has only played 3 games this season. And Coach Detweiler said that makes it a bit of a challenge to prepare for them.
They've only played 3 games, so we don't really have hardly much film on them. It's kind of like a week 2 or week 3 game on them. Snacker's a great coach down there that'll have his team prepared. Traditionally, the run sets up a pass. But what we need to do is focus on ourselves and get better on what we did last week and, you know, execute the little things and play our style of football.
Last week's game for Centralia was also affected by COVID. They were scheduled to travel to Horton, but it got canceled. The Panthers were able to pick up Beloit and won 36-6. Head coach Larry Glotzik was pleased of how his team performed, especially with the short notice of who they were going to play against.
Very fortunate to get a game and picked it up at noon on Friday. You know, we didn't know much about them. They didn't know much about us. It was one of those games where we just go play and make adjustments as we go throughout the game. And I thought our kids did a great job of that. And, you know, I thought offensively we blocked pretty well, ran hard, but defensively rallied to the ball. And kids played their assignments well for adjusting on the field.
Tonight, Centralia has a big non-district game as the No. 2 Panthers travel to 5th-ranked Linden. And Coach Glossick says it's going to be a welcome test for his team.
They've got some speed back there. They've got a nice quarterback, throws the ball well, and defensively, we're going to have to contain them. We've got to set that edge, not let them get outside on us. And then, you know, offensively, we just got to maintain, do what we do, hang on to the ball. And, you know, if we got the ball, they don't. That's kind of the key. And put long drives together, and, you know, blocking's always a key on that. And that's something we keep working on.
Valley Heights picked up another big win last week, defeating Troy 80-7. Head coach Tony Trimble said it was a whole team effort.
We got out early on these guys. Our varsity only got to play the first half. Sometimes you get in games like that and your kids don't quite focus the way they need to and they don't continue to work to get better. And I think our kids continued that and used it as an opportunity to work. It was a all-around effort by not only our varsity kids but our young kids, offensively, defensively, and special teams. We scored on defensive play. We scored on a special teams play. And our young kids were able to put points on the board when they were in there as well.
Tonight in the game, you can hear on KNDY FM 95.5, the Mustangs have a big one with lots of playoff scenarios on the line as they travel to Jackson Heights, and Coach Trimble said his team is fired up.
I think our kids are a little hungry to go play them. It's going to be an exciting game, I think, and we've had some good games with Jackson Heights the last several years, and in fact, they've ended our season the last 2 years.
Again, you can hear the Mustangs on FM 95.5 in just a little bit. Last week, Marysville picked up their second consecutive win as they defeated Concordia 30-24, and head coach Dustin Hoyer feels his team is really starting to turn things around.
Well, I thought our kids just played a lot more consistently, and I think that as they're having some success and seeing some things go right, they're playing with a little bit more confidence, and really I thought our energy was great the other night. We were pursuing the ball very well. Offensively, I thought we played through the whistle a lot better than we had early in the season, and I think all of those things together have us playing a little bit better football right now.
Tonight, the Bulldogs travel to Clay Center, and Coach Hoyer says his team will have to be ready for a tough ground team and be mistake-free.
We're going to have to continue to play consistently. One of the things we still had issues with penalties and some of those controllable mistakes, and we've really got to continue to get sharper there. Clay Center's got some big kids and some physical, tough running backs. They do it very well. You know, I think they've rushed for over 400 yards a game up to this point this year, and that's been something that at times we've struggled with. So our kids are going to have to be very assignment sound, and we'll have to communicate and adjust to momentum changes and those little things that over the course of a game will help add up to hopefully being successful at the end.
And of course, you can hear all the Bulldog action on AM 1570 and FM 94.1 in just a few minutes. We're just about ready to get things underway, as that's going to go ahead and do it for the KNDY Coach's Corner wrap-up pregame show. So sit back, relax, and get ready for some high school football action right here on KNDY.